is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 2nd of March, 2007. It's the birthday of Tom Wolfe, born in Richmond, Virginia, 1931. His father was an agricultural scientist, edited a magazine called The Southern Planter. Wolfe wrote, "As far as I was concerned, my father was a man who sat at his desk writing with a pencil on a yellow legal pad. 2 weeks later, his not terribly legible handwriting would reappear as smartly turned out regiments of black type on graphically beautiful pages for thousands of people to read. To me, that was magic, and my father was a writer." Tom Wolfe studied American studies at Yale, went on to be a reporter, a magazine writer. Wrote about stock car racing and the drug culture, architecture, surfing, the space program in books including The Candy Color Tangerine Flake Streamline Baby and The Pump House Gang. And then went on to write a novel set in New York City. Spent months going to trials at the Manhattan Criminal Court Building and the Bronx County Courthouse. Took notes on everything. And put it all in his novel, The Bonfire of the Vanities, which was a huge bestseller in 1987. His most recent book, I Am Charlotte Simmons, about the lives of contemporary college students. Tom Wolfe, who said, "I want to explore the lurid carnival of contemporary life and bring it alive on the page, brilliantly enough to light up the sky." It's the birthday of the novelist John Irving, born Exeter, New Hampshire, 1942. His parents divorced when the boy was just 2, and he never met his father, and his search for his father became a driving force in his career as a writer. Made his name with a novel, The World According to Garp, about the fatherless son of a radical feminist. It came out in 1978, sold more than 3 million copies in about 6 months. Irving said, "The first thing I thought of when that novel made me famous was now my father will come find me, now he'll identify himself." He finally learned the identity of his father in 1981 when his mother gave him a collection of letters she'd been hiding since World War II. And he learned that his father had been a fighter pilot shot down over Burma who walked to China and was rescued after being missing for 40 days. He used those letters in his novel The Cider House Rules, 1985, wished that somehow his father might read the book and see the letters. But it turned out, he discovered later, that his father had died in 1996. He went on to write a novel about a man searching for his father called Until I Find You, which came out a couple of years ago. And it's the birthday of the children's book author who wrote under the name Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel, born Springfield, Massachusetts, 1904. He was a commercial artist. He wrote for advertisers when he published his first book for children, And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, in 1937. Then in 1955, a reading specialist asked if he'd write a book to help children learn how to read and gave him a list of 300 words that most first graders would know. And he wrote The Cat in the Hat using those 300 words. Here's a poem for today by Dorian Lowe entitled The Shipfitter's Wife. I loved him most when he came home from work, his fingers still curled from fitting pipe. His denim shirt ringed with sweat and smelling of salt, the drying weeds of the ocean. I'd go to where he sat on the edge of the bed, his forehead anointed with grease, his cracked hands jammed between his thighs, and unlace the steel-toed boots, stroke his ankles and calves, the pads and bones of his feet. Then I'd open his clothes and take the whole day inside me, the ship's gray sides, the miles of copper pipe, the voice of the foreman clanking off the hull's silver ribs, spark of lead kissing metal, the clamp, the winch, the white fire of the torch, the whistle, and the long drive home. A poem by Dorian Lowe, The Shipfitter's Wife, from her collection Smoke, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.